You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we talk about why some common life-saving prescriptions are becoming increasingly unaffordable.
First, this weekend is the Hmong New Year. This year, the Milwaukee Hmong American community will be celebrating its 41st New Year in the United States. Four decades ago, in December, the first 1,000 Hmong refugees resettled in cities across the United States, including in the Milwaukee area.
Diana Vang Brostoff joins us now to talk about the Hmong New Year. She's the public relations coordinator for the Milwaukee Hmong Consortium. Diana, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much, Rob and Veronica, for having me today.
Well, Diana, can you tell us a little bit about the cultural celebration of the Hmong New Year? What is it like?
Yeah, I'd love to. So this year, on December 34th, we're going to be having a celebration at the West Allis Spacer Expo Center. And basically, it's an event that takes over, it takes between November and December, just a little bit over a month. We're celebrating the end of the harvest season. You know, traditionally, Hmong people are farmers back in our homeland in Laos and Thailand. And so we take this time to just celebrate all of the successes we've had, all of the great harvests that we've had. And we come together to eat and celebrate new beginnings for 2017.
And among Hmong holidays, is the New Year really the big one in Hmong culture?
It is, yeah. It's one of our main holidays. It's actually probably the only holiday that we actually celebrate right now, to be completely honest.
And you said this unfolds over a long period of time, about a month. What is it like having a holiday that lasts that long? Is there something different every day?
Well, it's really because different communities take turns celebrating the New Year. And so we have a New Year celebration here. There's also one that happens like in Madison. There's one that happens in St. Paul, Minnesota. They're happening in California. They're happening all over. And so really it's a season that we're celebrating of the New Year and not necessarily a date like we do here in America.
Now, I imagine being a holiday, there's got to be some food involved. Can you talk about some of the food that goes into Hmong New Year?
Yes, my favorite part of the New Year. One of my favorite desserts there is called nampa. It's a tricolored tapioca dessert. It's a drink. It has coconut milk in it. It's just delicious. I love it. And then, of course, it's also a place where you can get your famous purple sticky rice and eat your roasted orange chicken. Just delicious.
Ah, that does sound really delicious. And I've been reading about a particular ball-tossing game, something called Pav Pav.
That was close. It's called Bop Ball.
I thought I'd give it a try.
Yeah, no, that was great. Yeah, it's Hmong is a tonal language. It can be a little complicated, but it's called Bop Ball. It's a ball-tossing game, a tennis ball that's covered in cloth, and it's a courting game. You know, there's a couple things about it. Throw a ball and catch a husband. Mm-hmm. Or if you see a girl, toss the ball to her and hope she returns it. It's a game that young people do to try and court one another.
And speaking of courting, I understand that at least traditionally this was a time, the Hmong New Year celebration, this was kind of the meetup time for young single people. Is that right?
It is. Yeah, it definitely is. There are a lot of young people that show up, and also just other young families with their small children. So when you run in there, you'll see a lot of kids just running around having fun.
And we talked about, you know, the food associated with Hmong New Year. What about the music? What's going on musically?
Yeah, well, again, you know, once you walk into the Expo Center, you will hear a lot of traditional and contemporary Hmong music playing in all corners of the building because there's vendors there who are selling music from local artists. So we have that goes on in the vendor section. And then we also have an evening party that takes place on Saturday where we'll also have traditional and contemporary artists come play live for the audience that shows up.
We were talking about the Hmong New Year with Diana Vang Brostoff. It is Hmong New Year is going on now, a celebration this weekend in Milwaukee that she's part of. Diana, you mentioned that different communities have their celebration over the course of the month. Do you and others kind of make the circuit from one city one weekend to another city another and try to capture as much of the celebration as you can?
You know what? It's a busy time for my family, so personally I haven't done it, but there's this, a group called the 18 Clan Council that works with the Hmong community as a whole. Each state has their own council, and so members of that council, they tend to be the ones that makes the whole circuit and gets to know all the communities because it's important for the work that they do.
And are there differences? You mentioned that this is something that's celebrated in different areas around the entire country. Are there differences in the way that people celebrate the Hmong New Year?
That's a really good question. I don't think that there is. It's just they're just providing different opportunities for people to come together. If, for example, somebody in, you know, Eau Claire is not able to come to Milwaukee, then they have their own celebrations there that they have committed to organize their own Hmong New Year events.
And for people who aren't Hmong, what kind of things would you want them to know about Hmong culture as represented by the Hmong New Year?
We have a lot of great music, a lot of great food. We're very colorful people. Come see our traditional costumes and get to know us. We love America, and we'd love to share our culture with everybody here.
So if people do want to come and check out part of the celebration, what do we need to know and where should we go?
Sure. So this is taking place on Saturday, this Saturday and Sunday, the 3rd and 4th. I believe the doors open at 9 and they close at 6, so it's open all day. And the parking cost is $5, and the entrance fee will be $3. We try to make it a low cost so that everybody in the community has a chance to come.
And as we mentioned at the outset, it was about 40 years ago this month that the first Hmong refugees at that time came over, obviously coming out from a very difficult situation in Southeast Asia. Among people, when you talk to people who are around then, what do they make? Is this a big deal, this 40-year anniversary?
Yeah, I think that Hmong people are very proud that they've been able to face a lot of adversity and that they're able to continue celebrating the strength of our communities, continue to be able to do that here in America.
Diana, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Diana Vang Brostoff, Public Relations Coordinator for the Milwaukee Hmong Consortium. She joined us there to talk about the Hmong New Year celebrations in Milwaukee that are going on this upcoming weekend.